Now, get ready. Thank you for making this the most listened to Christian music countdown around the world.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Forrest Frank.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mac.
Hey, I'm Phil Wickham, and this is 20 The Countdown Magazine.
New music, the latest artist news, and the stories behind the songs.
Spreading the gospel around the world through music, one countdown at a time. This is
listener-supported 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
20 The Countdown Magazine. Welcome to 20 The Countdown Magazine. I'm William Ryan III, and this week's chart, it is full of surprises. So let's dive in.
20 The Countdown Magazine.
Well, this next song might sound a little familiar to you, and that's for good reason, because it was actually on our chart a couple years ago for 7 weeks, but it was sang by Stephen McWhirter. But Cece Winans, she re-recorded this one called Come Jesus Come, and it's debuting this week here on the chart. But before we get to it, here is Cece Winans to share a little more about it.
Come Jesus Come is powerful.
That was Cece Winans telling us about what's about to be your new favorite song on the countdown, I promise. Here she is singing Come Jesus Come on 20.
New music.
Number 20.
Sometimes I fall.
It is Lauren Daigle making a 2-point climb to number 16 with Let It Be a Hallelujah here on 20, The Countdown Magazine. You know, she's been doing this series on Instagram Live lately of prayer and fasting moments, just going through scripture, and such a great way for her to reach some of those fans of hers and get them right back into God's Word.
Coming up.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a new one hit the chart from Jamie McDonald, and she is coming up here shortly to tell us the story about her latest called Left It in the River. That, along with more great music, on the way for you.
Survivors!
That was our biggest mover on this weekend's countdown. 3-point climb there for Jeremy Camp to number 12 with No Survivors.
Artist News. 3 things you need to know. Number 1, you're up to date. That was 3 things you need to know.
Last week's top 3 songs.
Number 3. Number 2. Last week's number 1 song. Twenty extra.
He is back at number 8 again this week. It's Torrin Wells with Let the Church Sing. Well, I truly love being a part of this 20 family. One of the biggest highlights is hearing directly from you. Now, we've got listeners checking in from all over the world, and I love sharing your voice on the show. Let's head all the way to Australia and hear from Jeremy, who left this voicemail.
Hi, it's Jeremy here from Tasmania. I live in Scottsdale, Tasmania, and we listen to your program every Saturday morning, and we love it, and it keeps us up to date with all the latest music. Thank you very much. Bye.
Listener-supported 20 The Countdown Magazine, Station of the Week.
This week's Station of the Week takes us to Wind Rock, Arizona, home of the Across Nations Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chuck Harper with the Across Nations Radio Network. We're so honored to carry 20 The Countdown Magazine all across the 27,000 square miles of the Navajo Reservation.
It's time to announce the winning future fan favorite from those picks last week. And if you don't remember what they were, one of them was from Caleb and John. It was called Finished. And the other from Sons of Sunday called God Did. After we tallied up all the votes, the one that had the most, it was Caleb and John.
Last week's future fan favorite.
Listen again at 20thecountdown.com and pick your favorite song. It's the future fan favorite. Be a part of our show. Your comments about why you listen to 20 The Countdown Magazine could encourage others, so share them with us.
Hi, William Ryan III. Love your show. I listen to it every Saturday. I'm calling in from Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. And I work for a hospice organization, and thank you so much for all you do and your enthusiasm. It makes a world of difference when you're working in a profession that I work in.
connecting millions of people worldwide with the biggest songs in Christian music every week.
God, what an awesome God.
For an eighth week in a row, it is Phil Wickham in that number one spot with What an Awesome God on 20 The Countdown magazine. Congratulations to him for holding on to that spot for so many weeks. That is incredible. And by the way, do you remember the original version of that song? It was by Rich Mullins, and it came out in 1988.
20 The Countdown magazine.